Please pray with me. Spirit of God, show us your face this day. Spirit of God, let us see you. Let us know you. Let us feel your liberating power. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Amen. I have to tell you, when we look at this text, we immediately want to blame the hypocrites. It's so easy to blame the pastor. I want to thank the pastor because I can tell y'all that it is a wonderful privilege to be able to preach the gospel and proclaim the good news. Good news is not always comfortable. But this is a wonderful time during the summer where Jesus is doing a whole series of sermons that what I call breaking down the barriers, so that we can get to where Jesus is. Now, Jesus, just like a Dominican, was a mendicant preacher. He went around preaching and teaching, and people began to get excited when he came. People were looking for Jesus, just like we look for Jesus today. Jesus, are you in this book? Jesus, maybe you're in the flowers. Jesus, are you up on that cross? Where is Jesus in this building? Jesus is not in this building. Jesus is in us. This building has nothing to do with Jesus. It's simply a place where we come to proclaim and worship together and do ministry together as a community. Jesus isn't here when we're not present. It's a building made of wood. I don't know about any of you, but none of these beams have spoken to me. This cross has not hollered out one word. But as people come in the doors, and I watched yesterday and actually was quite excited because I won't tell her name, but we've got somebody from the vestry coming and helping us now. And people were coming in and needs were being met. And actually, I saw things and needs that I couldn't imagine. People just jumped in. Oh, here, you need this. Oh, here, you need that. Oh, you've got six kids. Here, you need this extra. People were doing ministry. The Jesus, the Christ in us, was meeting the needs of others. Now, this story is a story of liberation, but it's also a story of conflict. And you may think that, oh, that poor hypocritical leader, it's all the pastor's fault, but not necessarily. This woman had a very limited, narrow view of her world and her community. Scripture says she was hunched over. I don't know about you, but I can't tell whether you're mad, angry, disappointed, wishing I'd hush, realize that I got 35 minutes this time. See, I can't see that. She had a very narrow view of her world for 18 long years. Does anybody know anyone in any church, and not in this diocese, I know, but from some other diocese somewhere that has a very narrow, limited view of what God is? Not here. Never. But they did. The leaders knew what they were taught. And they were taught, and I wasn't going to tell the story, but I'm going to tell you, my father's side is full-blooded Jewish, which means nothing because it's not the mother. But I remember his side of the family would even tear the toilet paper preparing for the Sabbath because they did no work. The food was on the table, laid out with a cloth over it. They were very strict. They did absolutely no work except go to temple. And here Jesus shows up with all this excitement in the crowd, all that's going on, and in the middle of it, Jesus spots this woman that had been suffering for 18 years, and Jesus liberated her. And this is the start of the story. 18 years, this lady began to do just what any of us would do that are liberated. We would begin to rejoice and praise God. Rejoice and praise God because whatever has afflicted us, whether it's something that's visible as being bent over, or something like low self-esteem, or something like trying to live beyond your means, something like covering up bruises, as we see people come here covering up bruises with makeup and clothing, coming up with stories how they fell or how briars scratched them up. Sometimes wounds are deep and on the inside and we can't see them. Sometimes these very walls somehow can scar us, but they can also offer us healing. Jesus brought forth liberation. And with liberation, there's always conflict. And with conflict, there's always liberation. Now, the leaders got upset. No, you can't do this. You've got 6 days you can do healing. Not today. Jesus says, why? Do you not take care of your animals? Will you not untie your animals and lead them to drink? And you would let this daughter suffer one more day? Why? And as the leaders were angry and the crowd began to listen, they began to cheer him on because they bought into the fact that it was okay for her to be liberated and healed on that day. I don't know about you, but if she was there 18 years, she was part of the community, she was part of the church, she suffered for 18 years. Who in the pew helped her? Was she afraid to ask for healing? Did she see all the people that possibly made fun of her because she was bent over? Did she hide and feel like she was less of a person? We don't know. We weren't there. But we know that she suffered for 18 years. 18 years. Jesus uses this as a teachable moment. The teachable moment is really simple. Why would you not set someone free? We're in the house of God. Why would we not pray for miracles in the house of God? Why would we not pray for liberation and healing and peace and love and hope in the house of God? I'm not going to be long today, but I am going to ask you something. Where is Jesus really in your heart? I'm going to do something that's uncomfortable terminology for us, but actually the gospel calls for this. Where is your brokenness? Where is your hurt that we hide and put on our face mask and go out into the world and pretend to be someone else? We are in our Sabbath. We're in this synagogue, this temple, this church today. And the question is really simple. Do you want to be set free? If there's anybody here that can say, I'm absolutely set free, everything's wonderful in my life, everything's fantastic, good for you. You got a pass to go to heaven. Because I don't know about y'all, but I need to be set free of a lot of things every day. I actually watched something, I don't know if you've seen this series Pose, but it's absolutely amazing looking at how black culture in New York dealt with being ostracized and the transsexuals and the HIV people. And they create these balls. And one of the ladies, when she died, they had a flashback. And she said, you know, I was designed to stick out. I was designed for everybody to know I'm coming 3 rooms before I get there. You can laugh, because I know it. Designed to stick out. But also look at the first scripture that says, who am I? I'm just a boy. Who are you? We're children of God. And God gives us each the ability to open our mouth and say a word of kindness. To open our mouth and bring love and hope to those that need it. If not me, who? If not you, who? This is a living church. Without us all, this is just a building. This building belongs to anyone that walks in the door. Because anyone that claims to be a child of God is part of our community and part of our family. So in closing, where's your brokenness? In closing, what do you need to be healed of? In closing, what's stopping you? Will you wait 18 years? Will you suffer in silence? Or will you let us help? Become part of the liberation team. I've watched over the past year, I was talking about with Mother Pat, I've talked about with Robert, the Holy Spirit has moved at St. Thaddeus in a tremendous way. We have new faces that worship with us. We have new extended family that meet us at the back door that now come in the sanctuary and are beginning to feel comfortable. Some of them have never been in the sanctuary, and actually one sat in that chair, and I actually let one sit in the bishop's chair, and he just thought that that was incredible. He shared with me afterwards that he was never allowed to sit up front, that he always sat on the back row, and I asked him why. He said, because I'm a sinner, of which I responded, and so am I. We are all leaders in this church. We all have been taught many things that may be wrong, that may need revision, that may need a second look. I don't think Jesus was there to chastise and scold this leader. He was there to do his job, to teach that in the house of God, we provide hope, we provide healing, we provide love, that we are the body of Christ. Today I challenge you, bring your brokenness to God. Amen.